French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin appealed today for greater commitment on behalf of the international community to resolve wars and other conflicts in Africa. Mr. de Villepin spoke at the start of a conference in the French capital on ways to better manage African crises. The two-week Paris conference gathers civilian and military representatives from 46 African countries, along with international experts. Their topic, how to better manage and overcome crises in Africa, could not be more timely. A French-led multinational peacekeeping force is trying to restore order in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where ethnic fighting has killed hundreds of people in recent months. In Liberia, rebels appear poised to topple the country's leader, Charles Taylor. Further north, Mauritanian President Maouya Oud Si Ahmed Tia recently escaped a coup attempt. And south, in Zimbabwe, President Robert Mugabe continues to crack down on political dissidents. In his address at France's top military academy, Mr. de Villepin said resolving African crises should be a priority of the international community.
À Madagascar comme en Côte d'Ivoire, en Centrafrique ou en Ituri, les lignes
Mr. de Villepin said France's own African policy would respect three principles: the legitimacy of power, national sovereignty, and territorial integrity. For their part, he said, African countries are faced with a myriad of challenges, from globalization, which risks increasing the gap between rich and poor, to endemic poverty and lack of democracy.
Mais il faut tenir compte d'une réalité. Aucun conflit touchant un État
Mr. de Villepin called for regional and international solutions to African conflicts. Ivory Coast, Central Africa, Sudan, and Congo are all examples, he said, where African countries have helped mediate local crises. He outlined new commitments towards Africa by the European Union, the United Nations, and international financial institutions, and said France would increase its overall development aid to meet United Nations targets of 0.7% of the national budget by 2012. But some African diplomats at the conference said they remained skeptical about the level of French and international commitment to the continent. One Rwandan official, Ambassador Joseph Matububa, said that when it came to Eastern Congo, for example, the newly arrived peacekeepers had little grasp of the complexities of the strife. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.